the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. Listen. Verse 19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what? Say to us what? Who believe? Listen. According to the working of his mighty power. Listen to me. So he's saying the exceeding greatness of the dunamis in us is according to the working. Now, listen. Chapter number two. That it says, when in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Let me remind you, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in the demonstration of power. That means there is a time to preach the word. And there is a time to get the power out of you. Ayakaba sabaho. You can transfer power from you to someone else. I feel the anointing right now. I can feel it. Ephesians 3, verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, listen, above all that we can ever ask or think. Now watch this. Then he says again, according to the power that worketh. Sit down. I don't know if you are hearing me or not. Are you getting me up there? You are getting me? Now watch this. Listen. Can I preach it like I'm feeling it? I'm going to do the best I can. Listen to what the Bible says. Listen carefully. The Bible says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, according to the power that works. The word power here, there is a Greek play of words. The word power is dunamis, where we get the word dynamite. Now Paul is saying, the power that is inside you is determined by how God energizes it. Listen, wait. So the word power there is dunamis. I know I'm preaching on myself, I feel. The word power is dunamis. But the word, do I have mature people? I'm talking about mature people who are not just ready to hear God is going to do something. God is going to, no. Who are ready to learn deep things of the Spirit. This is a biggie I'm about to tell you. This is a biggie. The Bible says everybody got power, dunamis. But God energizes the dunamis. Listen, so we might only have the 50% dunamis and you have 50% dunamis. But I can perform more power if God energizes my dunamis. No. Have you ever had people that were big way back? Pastor so and so was very big. He would heal the sick. He would do this, but I don't know what happened. Things just changed. The thing is, at that time, There was an energizing. When you are energized, poverty is nothing. When the dunamis is energized, cancer is nothing. HIV is just letters. What's this? There was a man who was energized in the Bible by the name Enoch. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Listen. Why would God take Enoch? Because the thing was, the man had too much energy. To the point that if he meets you in the street like this, you will blow up because of the power. And God said, listen. And God said, Enoch, you are about to kill everyone I created. Let's go upstairs. I prophesy the energy of God over your life. I prophesy the energy of God over your life. A man called Daniel, how you got into the lion's den, and because of the energy, he managed to change the appetite of the lion. I change your enemy's appetites. What's this? When you are energized, you don't worry what you dreamt of. I dreamt of eating. Someone was feeding me poison. Ah. The Bible in the book of Mark, what does it say? It says, even if you do anything, any deadly thing, if you drink any deadly thing. Now. If God himself says, if we drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt us. How much more? What about the thing in a dream? I feel like you are not hearing what I'm... That's why I say to you, if you wake up early in the morning, I dreamt of eating something. I was just eating. I don't know what it means. Listen. Turn around and tell the devil, what you gave me was not enough. What's this? I told you before. If you dream you are driving a Bentley, before you wake up, you are on a donkey. Wake up. Wear your best suit. Square your shoulders. Walk with a spring in your step. Listen to me. And tell the devil. Devil, take your donkey. I take the Lamborghini. Am I preaching to somebody? If you wake up, you just had a dream, and there was this bull with his horns wanting you, it took you up and you went up and you went down, and don't worry, wash your face, go into the kitchen, take a big knife, prepare the bride. With energy, don't struggle. Glory! Listen. When you have been energized inside, everybody has dunamis. The difference between major and some people, between you, Spirit Embassy, between you, the Christian, and other people, is because those are born again, they have dunamis. But we are more than born again. God is now energizing our spirits. Listen. That's why the Bible says it is the Spirit. It says to some, to one is given this gift, to another that gift, to another. But it is the Spirit. Listen, there is a secret. That means someone can sit in that corner with a gift of prophecy. Someone can sit in that corner with a gift of healing. But you call them to say, heal somebody, they will not be able to do it. Because maybe at that moment, I'm the one energized. I feel like I'm on my own. Now listen, this energy is like electricity. Now Ephesians 2 verse 2 says one thing. It says this. It says this: the sons of disobedience have got sin energizing them. That means there is another energy which is a negative energy. So if I have the power of God in me, dunamis, and God energizes my spirit, but I sin, that means the sin energizes me. So there is now another current working in the opposite direction. You're not hearing me. Listen to me. The wires that are bringing this electricity into this room, they can't carry 1,000 volts. But if you increase the wires, now watch this. But you see, they can carry for a few seconds. I feel you're not hearing me. But then they will be bent. That's why sometimes you are different. We can carry more current. That's why some preachers or some Christians are what today? You know your friend, how she used to pray, how he used to pray, but all of a sudden, what has happened? The power that was brought to him, he could not contain it. There were too many sins. That's why I said, this is for mature people now. That's what the Bible says, laying aside every weight. I feel like I'm on my own right here. So what happens with sin is, it short circuits the power of God. When the energy is flowing, sometimes you might be just walking like this. Have you noticed? Then you just decide, no, I'll move back. Then something falls down. Exactly in the same location. What has happened? When you were standing here, your spirit was not energized. But all of a sudden, God energized and you were... I prophesy you shall be energized. When you are looking for a job, you just walk like this. Just walk like this. Then all of a sudden, this company. I prophesy you will no longer grope in the dark. That's why the Bible says it this way. When you shall turn to the left, when you should turn to the right, you shall hear a voice saying, follow ye this way. I prophesy you will be 100% on the mark. stand here. Do you see? This is the energy of God. Just standing next to me. What is that? That's the energy of God. Brother. Listen, come close. You come, stand here. You stand here, you stand here. Brother, there is something God has planned for you and your family. Brian Chiposi. Chiposi.
I shan't say no more. Thank you, Jesus. I am Brian Chiposi.
Listen, listen. It's like this. There is something. You are going to be blessed. But listen. There is somebody who is connected to Chivu. I will talk. Don't worry. The name is Ephraim Chiposi.
Yes.
Huh?
He's my uncle.
He's your uncle.
Yes.
This one now, this Ephraim was born in February. You don't know this. February. But I'm seeing someone by Chale. Like Charles Chiposi.
He's my father and my brother also is called Charles.
No, no. This one is like 10 years older. It's younger than you.
My brother.
Yeah? 1987. Huh? You were 1977.
Prophesy.
Because I saw his favorite areas. Who is Jackie? Huh? Jackie? Who is Jackie?
Sister. She's my sister.
Jackie, born in April. April.
Huh? Major.
I don't know. Well, it's like God is saying the devil is trying to kill you, but listen to me. And if it's trying to bring poverty in you, were thinking I'm breaking through, but nothing is coming. Then the Lord is saying you are the one who is going to bring them out. These ones. It's like Charles, born January. Ephraim, February. Then March, nobody. Then April.
Yes.
You are April.
Professor.
Listen. Who lives around? Who lives around like Waterfalls, Horton Park, something like that?
I am in Horton Park.
You are in where?
Horton Park.
1427.
1427, Mwanga.
Prophesy! Chikopokopo!
Stand up, brother. Stand up. Listen to me, brother. God is seeing you. Because I see Chale here. Try to talk to Chale. Because he needs to be serious with God. Huh?
He's having a problem right now. He's in South Africa, but things are not working out well for him. And I've been advising him to come to church, and he's just on his own there. Pretoria. Thank you.
Because I see you talking to him. Because I'm seeing Charles sitting down here. Because it's like, who? Did you go to boarding school? Because there is an obsession with something to do with reggae.
It's in the family.
It's in the family. That's why I'm trying to think. Maybe they got it from the boarding school. Like Uhuru, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh.
That's my father. That's what groomed him.
Major Jimmy.
Because I'm seeing you calling him. I'm seeing him sitting down, looking on the phone like this. But at one time he ignored it. Because I'm seeing 0777-43-666-84.
That's my number. That's my number.
So we go to April. Then we go to May. May.
I was born in the month of May.
Do you know this guy is South Africa?
Yes.
And smokes. You don't know this. It's drinking. Huh?
We have that problem in the family. We have that problem in the family.
He's drinking. And that's Pretoria.
Pretoria, exactly.
Pretoria. Bazaga ziga ziga tabate. Riga soko boho talamando. The devil thought he was going to win over your family.
Yes.
Listen, I've got bad news for the devil.
Yes.
I said I have bad news for the devil. Listen, there is an energy. And this has been a struggle with you where you were praying about this. You're praying to come out and coming out and coming out. Don't worry, God has seen you today. This is your day. This is your day. I prophesy with my eyes closed and with my eyes open. There is going to be lightning in the domain of the devil. Because he has tried to touch you, the apple of God's eye. Your sister, come and join your sister. Ah. Are there other relatives coming? Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. Gideon. That's the energy of God. Who is this one? Please. No, 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 no. I said Sandy, so you are Sandra. Sandra, okay. Because this has to do with marriage anyway. And we for everyone who is in this place. Listen, listen, listen carefully. Listen carefully. I'm sorting out your marriages right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who are not married, I bless marriage in the name of Jesus. Those whose marriages are dysfunctional, listen, I'm seeing someone. It's like you have it's better for me to describe before I call them. You have like weave. It gets up to here. It's like the way you did it. And you have two names. The middle name, God is calling me Rumbi. And the surname, Rumbi, the surname is Nyajeka. This is like Rumbi. Black said this. Huh? Because I'm saying Rumbi. Where is the friend? Don't be afraid of me. You know it too, come. You know her. I'm seeing someone. It's like you have it's better for me to describe before I call them. You have like weave. It gets up to here. It's like the way you did it. Don't worry. I was stand up, sister. Don't worry. Because I'm talking about marriage here. I'm talking about marriage. But I'm also seeing God blessing you, because I'm seeing grace with something to do with a lodge, like a hotel, like a lodge. Yes. Mm-hmm. You have not seen anything yet. You are just warming up. Because it's like you have the only biggest problem that was happening is people who were going to be approaching you were married people. Huh? Huh. I cancel that spirit. There is also another person, I think it's a girl, but oh man. T Nyajeka. T Otendai or Tatenda. Tendai. Tendai Nyajeka.
Where are coming from? You have five seconds. I wanted to come up to the service.
Jesus. Because I'm saying T. Then Nyajeka is there. Do you see something? They just got near the building and the radar is speaking. You have not seen anything yet in your family. Every generational curse that has to do with broken marriages and broken families, I cancel it today and I put you in finances. Everything you shall touch shall be blessed. I put an embargo on the demons that just bring married people. Because like I'm asking God, Rumbi, that's your second name. How God does it? Goes to a second name. Then in case you don't believe, goes to the sister. You know, when I look at you, I'm very far from where you are. And I'm standing there looking at where you are. And I know if I say some things, you will not believe it. Like I'm saying now. You'll be thinking when it has been like time in time again. This happens and that happens and this happens and that happens. Hey. The God I save. August. Yes. You were born August. Who is born August? What is August? Tendai. The sister. Yes. Five August. What we are doing by saying what we are saying is this. If God is able to know this information, what about the thing I'm saying about the future? That's where many people miss it when we talk about the prophetic. They are thinking the prophetic is saying your name is and your address is and where you come from. No. What we are trying to prove to you, if I say you are going to have money, you have a question, you have a right to ask. How do you know it? There now, what stops every person and anybody to just say, you're going to be blessed next week? How do you know about next week when you don't know about the past? That's all we are saying. There was a time I would get in the supermarket and I knew the amount of money I had. I would calculate it in my head. I would round up the figures. If it's $5.98, I would say $6. I knew. Then there came a time. And now is the time. I would just get in the shop. I prophesy that to you. So what I'm saying, if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to contain it, it is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Listen, the Bible says the unsearchable riches of Christ. The unsearchable. The unsearchable riches of Christ. I'm talking of the same Jesus who would look at water and say, I don't care about the molecular density of water. He would walk on water like it was concrete. What was this? The energy of God. Dunamis energized. The power of God energized inside me, inside you. Listen, with the energy of God, viscosity is nothing. The molecular density of water is nothing. You break all scientific rules. One time the disciples had gone ahead of him. He said, go ahead. They were, when they got there, the Bible says Jesus was on the other side. No, you didn't hear. You didn't hear. You didn't, especially you, because I'm on you. The disciples are standing there. And he tells them, go ahead. They get on the boat. When they got to the other side, the Bible says, Jesus was the one to welcome them. I see and I'm hearing supernatural speed over your life. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed over your life. Listen. Listen, this is what the Bible says. It says, the reaper shall overtake the sower. Then it says, while is they are yet speaking, I will answer. Listen. People are sowing. And you are already gathering into grain, into granaries. That means for the Christian, there is no season. There is only one season. That's why the Bible says, as long as the earth shall remain. Listen, seed time. And what? You missed it. The Bible never says harvest time. Seeding has got time, but harvest is continuous. The Bible says seed time and harvest, not harvest time. There is no time to harvest. Every day is harvest time. Are you there? You are there. I remember days when, like I always say, when cockroaches used to come to our house to take a fast. And if you'd see a rat in my house, those rats were just trying to commit suicide. But now, the book of Psalm means something else to me. My cup runneth over, your refrigerator will run over. Your garage will run over. Sister, stand here. Stand there. The Lord wants you to receive a lot of things. Do we have an usher there? Watch that. I see prosperity over your life. I see success over your life. The Lord has single-handedly selected her from the crowds. You can take it. You can take it. You can take it. It can come to your house. I said it can come to your house. I said it can come to your house. The time for poverty, over. The time for poverty, the time for lack, the time for disease. Why? We have the energy of God.
It's more than a church, more than a vision. It is a revelation.